friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page, find The Blitz, click like. Never mind, Aaron's not here. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott today. So, things are so seamless when Tyler's here that I just don't even think about it. You can get on Twitch. Still 410 people on there. Of course, Holly and Trey are gone now, so those numbers will go because people like them and not us. But that's all right. Comment on there. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Missed the first hour. It was happy hour. Helped everybody drown their sorrows a little bit after what had to be the saddest day in Houston sports history.
It was pretty bad.
Astros fall bad. Under 500. Rockets essentially eliminated. Texans looked exactly like they did when we last saw them. Yeah. It was the same team.
Nothing changed.
I mean, and so basically, all your hope, all your hopes and dreams gone.
Gone.
Your fate sitting right over there. Yeah, that's pretty much what it felt like.
Yeah.
But where do you want to start? Because, I mean, we got time. Usually, and by the way, guys, I know usually at 5 o'clock on Friday we do the NFL picks. We'll do it at 6 o'clock because happy hour is going to push things back.
Although we've already done NFL picks, well, by the way, this week.
We did an early look at the line on Tuesday, but I mean, I actually have some plays, and this will be the only place you can get my plays.
Okay.
So we'll do those at 6 o'clock, guys. But, all right, where do you want to start?
I mean, I think we start with the football game. The Texans, let me start, by, and this is the same thing that goes with both. Well, actually, it really goes for all three games because the Astros had two hits in the entire friggin' game. They lost 3-1. They only had two hits. The Rockets game and the Texans game, though, in particular, the final score is not indicative of what the game was. Both those Houston teams got their asses beat. And you'll look at the final score and go, okay, it's competitive. It was not. It really wasn't competitive. Either game wasn't. The Rockets decided to play hard for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, to make it look good at the end. They had no chance of coming back there.
The Texans decided to play hard, literally, with the goal line stand at the end of the game. If that's what you're, like, you've got all this offseason, you're going to come out, you're going to make a statement, and that's all they talked about. Like, there was people on Twitter, like, don't need words. I'm about to make my statement. And then guess what? That was your statement?
Well, let me throw a couple of positives first. I mean, the Chiefs looked exactly like they did when we last saw them, which makes them the best team in football by far. I think they're better than anybody. Maybe the Ravens, which guess what? You get those guys in a week and a half. They look sharp. They've added a legitimate game-breaking running back to the best offense in football. And, you know, so I want to start with that because the Chiefs are going to make a lot of teams look like this. Now, having said that, I wanted to see the Texans at least be competitive. It was a very strange game in terms of possessions.
The Chiefs dominated time of possession. They were able to just...
Yeah, and so the Texans offense, I think, had some flashes, but really was never able to get into it. Which, guess what? It looked like the basically from the second quarter on of the playoff game.
Yeah.
The Chiefs dominated possession.
It was an extension of that playoff game.
It really was. And there's a stretch there from the second quarter of that game until the Texans got some garbage points last night. You know how badly the Chiefs outscored the Texans during that stretch?
Like between last season and this season?
What's 51, right?
Okay, 51.
Now add 34.
85,
and the Texans had two touchdowns for 14. Yeah.
Oof.
So, I mean, honestly, none of us were surprised that the Chiefs won. The Chiefs.
No, didn't they have 13?
No, because they had it was 51-7 was the run last year.
Okay, yeah.
And then
they scored the extra point on their first.
But this game, it was the same game, only not as explosive because there were fewer possessions. Texans get a lead, really nice drive, and then don't score again until they're down 31-7. I mean, there's a couple of things though. I did see some things out of the Texans that they'll be just fine. I was talking to a friend of mine last night while I was writing my column. They'll be fine against the Jaguars, the Titans, even the Colts. If they have enough to compete.
They're going to get their asses beat next week, though.
Yeah, well, and that's the problem. They just don't have enough to compete with teams like the Chiefs and the Ravens. And now I think they can get better over the course of the season, but they're going to need these teams to come back. I don't see it. The Chiefs can be better.
They didn't play a perfect game yesterday.
No, they played really well. But
and how about this? The Chiefs, one of their top corners suspended. The other one got hurt early in the game. You still couldn't throw the ball on them.
I've heard a lot of people bitching about play calling. I don't think the play calls were that bad last night by the Texans. Listen, if you compare Texans play calls on both sides of the ball to what the Chiefs are doing, it's never going to look good. The Chiefs are better.
They're just a better team.
Eric Bieniemy is a better offensive play caller than anything on the Texans staff. Andy Reid is just better. That's not even debatable.
Defogging his mask.
That's the best part. Yeah. He couldn't even see his play sheet, and he was still out coaching Bill.
You know he had that thing. There's a meme going around from years back where it's just a Waffle House menu in front of him. And I guarantee you, he probably just...
Andy Reid has a lot of memes.
Memorized. Yeah, he does.
He's got a lot of memes for
the Iron Man one I showed you earlier. I'll show it to you, Fred.
But I do think that you have to start with that. Is there going to get out coached? I don't think the scheme on defense was all that bad. I just don't think they have any talent over there. They're just not good, and they can't execute it. There was one play on the Travis Kelce touchdown. And I encourage you to go back and watch this. It was obviously supposed to be bracket coverage on Kelce. And you had a corner up top. And guess who was supposed to be underneath him? The guy who just got his big payday. And
how'd that work out?
It's almost hilarious because he's just kind of standing there looking at the guy like, oh, whoops, I messed that up. And I saw a lot of that last night. I saw a lot of defensive situations where I thought they had the right play call. They just weren't any good. And go look at all the guys making all the money on the defense. And this is one time I almost always blame O'Brien for a lot of this stuff. I'm putting this one on the players, man. Whitney Mercilus, how much does he make?
A lot.
How useful was he last night?
Not.
Zach Cunningham, how many penalties did he get? I mean,
what about Kyemi Fairbairn?
Your overpaid kicker. Well, I was just going to start with the defense, AJ.
Oh, okay.
Bernardrick McKinney, who I think he wound up with 5 tackles. I don't know where they came from. It was obviously guys running right into him. He was invisible. JJ, you know they're going to double team JJ. So all your guys who are making the money on defense, except for Bradley Roby, who did as good a job as you could expect against Tyreek Hill, although they didn't really go after him that much.
He's your number one corner.
Well, he played okay last night. But Vernon Hargreaves did not. But when you look at all of that, those are the guys you're paying to make plays for you on defense, who made a play. So I actually think this one's on the player. Deshaun Watson did not play well.
Not at all.
You know who did look really good?
Tyrann Mathieu. Former Texan Tyrann Mathieu looked pretty good.
And by the way, and this is the kind of play, and it didn't matter because they were already beat, but you can't throw that ball. You see the guy coming at you. There's no way he's just going to throw it up and hope it gets to a receiver. There were 4 Chiefs over there and no Texans. I mean, tuck the ball, take the sack, and eat it. Sometimes you have to do that. But the one guy who I thought looked way better than I was expecting was David Johnson.
Yeah, he looked good.
And they just
until he got hurt.
Then he gets hurt, but then they also, I mean, they got behind. They couldn't.
And Duke
really
Johnson also got hurt.
Yeah, that's a
shocker.
You can't hurt your Johnsons early. That's never a good sign. But I do think they're going to be fine. Just they're going to be the same team they always are. They'll win this division. They'll beat up on teams that aren't very good. They're good enough to compete with teams that are on their level. They're not good. They're not good enough to play against the Chiefs.
I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year.
Honestly, if you're judging it off last night, I think You might want to go back and watch it again. There's a lot of positives.
Okay. Well, seriously, you can take that. Let me tell you the not positive. DeAndre Hopkins, you think that those jokers that were out there can replace DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah.
BS.
Honestly.
Those guys are trash.
Oh, you know, stop with that. What would DeAndre Hopkins would have done last night? What would he have done last night? Guess what? He was on the field in the loss last year, too, and got a bunch of garbage yards at the end. Guess who got a bunch of garbage yards at the end? Will Fuller. Same thing.
No, except back then you had a Will Fuller.
No, you didn't.
You like
he was on the roster. He wasn't on the field.
What about your boy Randall Cobb and Brandon Cooks? You said are going to like they're going to spread the ball around now. That's what you've been saying, right?
Well, that's what
they've
been
saying. Why didn't they spread the ball around?
Well, that's a good question, AJ. I don't know.
All right, James Harden. That's the James Harden. Well, that's a good question.
But saying they don't have DeAndre Hopkins is the reason they lost is a pretty.
That's one of many reasons they lost. I'm saying that's why they're not going to be as good as they were last year.
I think
you can't get rid of your best offensive player and your best defensive player from the year before and expect to be better.
I am, two thoughts on that. Your best defensive player that you let go, that defense sucked last year.
Fine. Is it better now than it was then?
It looked exactly the same. It didn't look worse. It looked the same.
You didn't think that they were getting dominated where DJ Reader could have made a difference last year? That's the thing I noticed most about the defense.
But see, actually, you need to go back and watch last year because DJ Reader was not great against the run there. He was good at getting pressure on the quarterback. He wasn't going to stop Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now, I do.
How much pressure was on the quarterback last night?
Hey, they got to him once.
Okay.
After what should have been a touchdown.
But what I'm saying is you can tell the difference up front without him. Well, the guys that they brought to replace him, they're not replacing him.
I think, again, when you go and watch it on the All-22, I think it was more some of the stuff they were trying to do on defense that just didn't make sense. Like, they put Brennan Scarlett on the nose. They were doing a lot of stuff like that. And I get it. I mean, it kind of makes sense, except for the fact that it didn't work.
It doesn't make sense to me.
No, I mean, they were trying to be multiple up front. I get what they were trying to do. It clearly wasn't working. But, I mean, their run defense was abysmal last year, and it was abysmal last night. There was no difference. So I don't think DJ Reader makes a difference last night any more than he did in the playoff game. I don't think DeAndre Hopkins makes a difference any more than he did in the playoff game.
Well, the Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran for 138 and a touchdown. But the good news is you play the Ravens next week, and they're not good at running the ball.
No, and see that's been a concern for me all along with this team is.
They are kind of good at it.
Their inability to stop the run last year, and they haven't been the same since they chased off Clowney. Clowney was good against the run.
Yep.
That's the guy you should be bitching about, not DJ Reader, because he's the reason they had a good run defense.
I can bitch about both of them. DJ Reader was still the best player on their defense last year.
I don't know about that.
Who was better? Name his name.
Zach Cunningham had a great year for them.
Disagree.
Go look at all his tackle numbers, man.
Okay. He wasn't better than DJ Reader.
I don't know. I tell you what. Go look up their PFF numbers, and we'll go by that. How's that? If your guy tested out higher than mine, then great. I'll admit I'm wrong.
I feel like you won't, because then you'll do what you usually do and say, Pro Football Focus is so full of it.
No, it is full of it, but I'll accept that.
Now you're like, all right, let's look at these.
If he graded out higher than Zach Cunningham, I'll say you're right. Although I don't think he was their best player last year. He's one of their better players. There's no question. And I don't think they have a replacement for him. But don't think I'm trying to defend these guys, but I don't think they're the absolute trash heap that you think they are, because I'm telling you, there's going to be 13, 14 games this year where the Chiefs make people look like that. I think you might want to give them a little credit. They got better. They went out and got an elite running back, man. I mean, I think Edwards-Helaire is going to be an elite running back.
Oh, I thought you meant the Texans.
No.
What?
No, I'm talking about the Chiefs.
Okay.
I'm talking about the defending champs. So sometimes you got to look at, okay, maybe the other team did make, and I do think you also have to look at things a little bit differently. With this COVID camp, it is going to take longer for these receivers to figure things out with Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson did not play well last night. Let's just add that to one of his games where you go, you sure you should have paid him? I was all for waiting a year. So,
well, it was.
I agree. It was a disaster. They played poorly. But I don't think I can't watch that game, which I've now watched twice, and say, oh, this just means their garbage are going to be worse than last year. I think they're pretty close to where they were last year, but that means they're nowhere near the Chiefs. And we're going to find out in a week and a half they're nowhere near the Ravens. Now, and I don't know where the improvement's going to come from, especially in the secondary. I mean, where's your improvement going to come from? I think the offense can get better. But, here's another thing we need to get on. Zach Fulton another guy you paid. They picked on him all night. He was awful. Titus Howard didn't have a very good game either. If your offensive line's going to suck after all you've invested in it, that's a problem.
So three Texans rated in the final PFF top 101 last season, which they put out every year. Number 39, the 39th best player in the league last year, according to PFF, was DeAndre Hopkins.
That seems low.
The 52nd best player in the NFL, according to PFF, was DJ Reader.
Okay.
The 87th best player in the NFL, according to PFF, was Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, by PFF standards, DeAndre and DJ are the two best Texans from last year. Okay. And they're both gone.
Okay.
And you replace them with, like, Bobo parts. Like, you went and found some junky parts and were like, yeah, this will work just fine. You put Ford Fiesta parts on, and I don't want to call it a Mercedes because the Texans weren't a Mercedes.
Well, let's start with that. You're acting like they were a Mercedes and, oh, we got rid of Mercedes parts. No, they're a Chevy. You went and got Kia parts. That's the thing. It's not a big, it's not a huge drop off because you're not going out and replacing Mercedes parts with Kia parts. You're replacing Chevy parts with Kia parts. So guess what?
There's still a drop-off.
You know what? I'm not going to get it's a drop-off.
They're still that's what I said. They're going to be worse than they were last year.
But that doesn't
year.
Mean they're going to be worse. There are places they can improve throughout the roster.
Sure. There's places they could be worse, too.
There are places they could be worse, but I think there's...
And after last night, I would hope they can improve some.
Yeah, I can't... I'm not going to write off an entire season after getting your ass kicked by a team that already kicked your ass,
Fred,
because they're better than
this
you.
This isn't about one game. This is about what they did in the entire offseason. The Texans didn't have a good offseason. They sent out their two best players and brought in nothing of note.
See, I can't go with nothing of note. I think they brought in some decent receivers who can be really good, who have a good track record, they obviously haven't worked them in yet. I mean,
Cooks has a good track record. This is like team six for him.
It's team four.
And concussion four.
All right. But
he doesn't have a good track
record.
But
look at his numbers every year except for last year. He's always productive.
Okay, until he's concussed.
And that was last year. If he gets concussed now, great. But, yeah, I know we're way over. And listen, and this is typical AJ. I'm agreeing with him on 95% of the things. It's the 5% that I don't agree with that he thinks I'm an idiot. You're acting like a Trumper now.
Oh,
or okay. My wife, one of the two, depending on which side of the political spectrum you're on. I agree with your premise, but I just think to say that, oh, there's no chance they can be better because those two guys are gone. I think that's kind of ridiculous. They have done a lot of things that can make them better. Better is not going to be good enough.
But here's the difference between us.
Please let me finish.
Okay, finish.
Better is not going to be enough to beat the Chiefs.
You're hoping? I'm seeing. That's the difference.
I'm seeing things too, man.
And you're like, oh, it's going to get better. You don't know that. I've seen it crappy. You saw it crappy. But you're like, it'll get better. Don't you worry.
No,
you're Bill O'Brien.
No,
it'll get better.
That is not at all what I'm saying. That is not even close to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you're basically saying, oh, well, they're not going to be better than last year, period, end of discussion. And I think that's stupid.
Okay.
I think
I guess we'll find out.
And yes, we will. But again, let me finish my point for once without talking over me. They have a chance to be better on offense. They have a chance. Defense, I don't think they have a chance to be better.
You might as well say it.
No.
I mean, because they've got a chance on offense.
I do believe they have a chance to be better on offense. On defense, I don't see anything.
This is the problem. You've gone away from like actually making an opinion. You're like, they might. This is what our job is, to give our opinion.
And I'm about to give you one.
Like you don't want to get down the road and be wrong, so you don't want to put yourself out there anymore.
Again, what have I said? They have no chance of beating the Chiefs and Ravens. That's an opinion.
Well, that's like the least hot take thing you've ever said.
Yeah,
everyone knows that.
I know, but to sit here and say, oh, well, there's no way they can be better on offense. They can be better on offense than they were. There's a lot of work to be done. I'm not saying they're going to be. I'm saying they can be. And I think it's ridiculous to just say, we've seen one game. They obviously can't be any good on offense.
Well, they did play a really stout defense last night that had all their healthy guys, and they were raring to go. So, I mean, it's got to be an anomaly.
It's one game, man.
Right.
It's one game.
Next week will be better. Don't worry.
No, it won't be better next week. And I'm telling you that right now. And you're acting like, you must think
they
can beat
the Ravens. Well, once they start playing the Jags, things will get better.
Yeah, it will. It will get better when they're playing teams on their level. They aren't capable of beating teams that are above them unless it's something like Patrick Mahomes being hurt last year when they played the Chiefs. Then they're capable. And guess what? If that were to happen again, yeah, they might have a chance.
All right, we got to put the brakes on this conversation.
Yeah, we do, because Like most conversations around here, this one's squeaky and making noise and basically broken and useless. And that's why you got to call New Brakes to get it fixed. And guys, this is a great thing about New Brakes. If you're at the office, if you're at home, they'll come to you. You don't want to have to go to an auto shop right now or a brake shop or anything. That means you have to be around more people. How about they come to you? They're convenient, 20 to 50% more affordable than shops and dealers. They've got certified, experienced brake technicians, and they're backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. And if you mention ESPN, you're going to get 10% off your service. All you have to do is go to newbrakes.com. That's N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. And you're going to get an instant online quote from their brake experts. They're going to get right back to you, I mean, immediately. And I've had at least three people I know go through this, and they all say, dude, New Brakes is awesome. Newbrakes.com. And, guys, don't wait. If you're having those squeaky brake things, especially if you're going to take a road trip here at any point, you got to go and get it done. Newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Mention ESPN, get 10% off your service.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And you know why I have hope, A.J.? Because
keep hope alive.
If this team completely sucks, they're still not getting rid of Bill O'Brien.
That's true.
And I don't want to be stuck with that. But no, I on the Twitch thing, I compared him to A&M. They're going to beat teams they're supposed to beat. They're not going to beat the Alabamas of the world. And this was Alabama. Having said that, and Lamont says, scary part, Chiefs looked like they were in preseason mood working out kinks, and the Texans looked like they were playing their hearts out. I didn't see that out of the Texans. I didn't see a team that was playing its hearts out. I saw Zach Fulton getting pile-drived. I saw Titus Howard dancing around and missing guys like he didn't know where he was supposed to be. I saw Zach Cunningham.
Boy, the whole right side of that line that we had like high hopes for.
Yeah, that was
not
bad.
Good.
That was bad. And I also, defensively, Zach Cunningham was horrible last night. I mean, horrible. And, I mean, not just the penalties, but there were a couple coverages where he just stood there and watched his guy. And you're like, they just paid this guy? And he did have a good season last year, but maybe you should have waited. You didn't have to pay him. So, listen, we're not disagreeing by as much as you think. I just think, bottom line, offensively, I think they have a chance to be better than they were last year, especially if David Johnson plays like that all year. Now, if he's gonna have to stay healthy, but guess what? You can say that about everybody. There's some kinks to work out. They were not sharp. Watson wasn't sharp. There were plays to be made, though, and he just didn't make them. Defensively, I think it's a different story. I don't know where your improvement's going to come from. But the problem is, they were just as bad last year. So, net-net, can they be better than last year? Yes. But is that good enough to be anything more than what they've been under Bill O'Brien? No.
Could they also be worse than they were last year?
They could be, but I don't, you know, hell, they seem to find ways.
So, if I said gun to head, will they be better or worse than last year? You say better.
Stop putting guns in my head, but I'll say better, yeah.
Okay.
Offensively. Can I split it up that way at least?
Okay.
Well, to be honest, if the defense is really bad, it can't be worse than it was last year. It really can't.
I mean, honestly, if the defense is really bad, it gives the offense some chance to put up some garbage numbers. But
exactly.
It doesn't mean they'll win games.
But, yeah, I just think it's real easy to look at that game and say, oh, they're complete crap. They're no different than last year. And I also will say this. I think last night's loss was they were more dominated than they were in the other one. It's just the reason the score didn't get as out of hand as it did is there were fewer possessions. It was a slower game. It was like last year, if you recall, man, once it gets to 24-0, man, everybody's up and down the field, and all of a sudden it's a track meet, and you're not going to win that. This one, I mean, if the Chiefs had wanted to put up 51 again, they were going to put up 51 again. And, oh, by the way, the kicker sucks.
The Chiefs did move kind of slow. I mean, they were very methodical last night.
That's because they were running the ball so damn well. Yeah. Although it was pretty funny because even the wife said this because we were at a place where we could watch both games. And when the Chiefs got four first downs on four consecutive plays, She's like, I know this is the best offense in football, but are they supposed to be able to do that? not really. Not really. But, I don't want to say I was disappointed completely because I expected them to lose. I mean, I bet the Chiefs. I wish there'd been a little more fight. And no, I disagree, Lamont. I don't think they were playing their hearts out. I think there were guys. There's one play, Laremy Tunsil, who I always defend. Laremy Tunsil blocks his guy. Watson rolls out to avoid a sack. Tunsil stands there and watches the guy chase him when he could have easily taken on another block.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen without preseason games and without, you know, with basically not having a preseason at all. But no, I don't think they played their hearts out. I think they played like a bunch of guys who were out playing their first game, were overmatched, and maybe were being asked to do too much by their coaches. Can that improve? Yeah. But is it going to improve enough to where they compete with this team at the end of the season? And I don't see much of a chance of that. No.
Well, let's also, the Chiefs weren't exactly crisp last night either. I mean, they were dropping passes.
Yeah.
Like, the Chiefs have a lot of room to get better, too, between now
and the end of the season. But you know what, though? They did the same thing early in the game last year. I mean, it was they had a stretch where you're like, well, no, actually, they were pretty sharp. You know how many times the Texans stopped them on defense and until the third quarter, at the end of the third quarter? Once.
Yeah.
And that was on a ball that looked like it was
caught. Like it was a touchdown.
And and so, I mean, A, they were sharp, and B, the Texans sucked, but By the time the Texans finally stopped him at the end of the third quarter, the game was over. And all they had to do was run out clock, and that's all they were going to do.
Got one more point.
Well, I mean, they could have put up 51 if they wanted to. It was there.
But they didn't.
Well, sorry about that. That's a you problem, sir.
Everybody knows we got to wear a mask. I was out today and went down to Apollo Men's Health, and I co-hosted an hour with Joel. And guess what I was wearing? My Boomer Naturals mask. We had Suzanne on down there talking about these masks, and they are fantastic. Three layers, comfortable, breathable, and they come in sizes for adults, teens, and children. And they've got that nano silver technology woven in, which means you're protected from the droplets and the particles and the deadly, deadly, terrible virus. Guys, if you're going to wear a mask, and we have to, you might as well wear one that actually does something. They've got the neck gaiters as well that Fred likes to wear. My wife ordered me a neck gaiter from Boomer Naturals this week. So I'll have a neck gaiter as soon as it comes in the mail. And Fred and I will basically be twins. And they also donate one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, which is really sweet of them. And it gives a lot of people who wouldn't otherwise have access to masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20%. That's promo code Hoffman at Boomer Naturals. Or just go to CVS. They're on the shelves at CVS. Ask for those masks. Boomer Naturals masks at every CVS. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Promo code Hoffman.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5.
At the end. Guess who got a bunch of garbage yards at the end? Will Fuller. Same thing.
No.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, you want to get on the Rockets now? Because I want to disagree with you because it's more fun. Actually, it's a 95% agreement thing, but it's a 5% that I love fighting over. But I don't think I've got anything to say about the Rockets that you're not going to say, to be honest with you.
The Rockets quit last night.
They did.
And this is, and I brought this up on Joel's show when I was working with him today. You know, everyone was like kind of praising Daryl Morey for being able to move Chris Paul's contract and get Russell Westbrook in return. It seemed like, oh, what a great deal, because like Russ has more tread on the tires, and he very well may. I think we're seeing now the team with Russ is not better than the team with Chris Paul, because Chris Paul was about accountability. when James is slacking, and mind you, I don't want to act like he's just slacked the entire series or the entire playoffs. He's had a couple games where he played really hard, and you could tell. Hell, the first couple games of this series, it was like, man, James is involved. This, and of course, those were the two best games the Rockets played in the series. Last night, though, was what we normally would call elimination, James.
Yeah,
but in this instance, it was a day early.
They're basically eliminated. Here's a Fred Fowler guarantee: there's no way in hell this team would ever. I said all along they might win two games in the series. Now I feel stupid.
I don't think that's going to happen.
There's no way in hell they could win three, even if LeBron and Anthony Davis ran into each other and their knees exploded. No way in hell the Rockets would win three games in a row.
But when James did, when he does what he did last night, Russell Westbrook's way of dealing with it is to, come on, bub, let's go. We got this, baby. We got this. And he's a pump you up kind of guy. Chris Paul would yell at James and say, dude, you're not giving the effort I need from you. And James prefers not being yelled at by his teammates. So the Rockets let them push Chris Paul out of town, and now there's really no one to hold James accountable because Mike D'Antoni's not going to do it because he looks in the rearview mirror and he sees Kevin McHale's coaching corpse laying in the road because he tried to get in the way of James Harden. He tried to hold James accountable, and guess what? He doesn't have a job now. So D'Antoni's not doing it. And now Russ doesn't do it because that's not Russ's style. Russ is he's a rah-rah, let's do this, baby. We're going to get better. I know we suck for three quarters, but it ain't over. We're doing this thing. Russ is like a bad cornerman. Like, if you get your ass kicked for two rounds of an MMA fight and you get to your stool in between round two and three, what you really want is someone to say, okay, you're getting your ass beat. Here's what you have to do to fix it. If you don't change this, you're going to lose. And what Russ does is say, hey, we're in this thing, baby. Just keep punching. Keep punching. Like, it doesn't give you anything on what you need to do to get better. Just keep trying, baby. It's not helpful. And it's not that I don't like Russ. I do. I just think that Russ is not he's not a guy that's going to make James better because James is comfortable with Russ, and Chris Paul wouldn't let James get comfortable.
See, okay, so I agree with almost everything except, I mean, they were better with Chris Paul.
Okay.
But you couldn't look at Chris Paul after last season
and say, they had to do something.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, he's falling apart.
No, guess what?
If you'd gotten Chris Paul from this year, if you told me he was going to be that guy, no way I make that trade.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they didn't do right by moving on from Chris Paul. I'm saying that,
but yes, they are worse now than they were when they had Chris Paul.
And when you consider what they gave up to make the swap, it's really kind of egg on your face. I know you beat Chris Paul in the playoffs barely.
But that wasn't your goal, right?
No. And you're nowhere closer to your goal than you were when Chris Paul was here. And now you're out a couple draft picks.
But can we at least say this, and I think you and I both agreed on this, playing the Lakers was pretty much the ceiling for this team.
Yeah.
So
none of us thought they were going
to. As far as we're concerned, they met expectations. Yeah. I would have liked to have seen them be more competitive against the Lakers, just like I would have liked to have seen the Texans be more competitive against the Chiefs. But it didn't happen. And now I heard a lot of actually got to hear a little bit of Charlie and Joel today, and I'm listening, and they're like, and all these people are throwing out trade scenarios.
They're all ridiculous.
They're all ridiculous. You're not getting Devin Booker.
No.
You're damn sure not getting Pascal Siakam and anything else from Toronto for him. But what you're going to have to wind up doing.
What about Zion? Can they get Zion?
You're not getting Zion.
What? He's just a rook. Uh-huh. John Morant. The Grizzlies will give up John Morant.
Boy, I would love to see that. But you know what? If it were up to me, if I could get a decent enough package for Harden, I'd move Harden and keep Westbrook. But because there's no way you're moving both of them. But having said all that,
well,
the reality is it's going to be Harden and Westbrook, and you're going to have to move the other pieces around again. And this team is going to be the same until you're going to have to give up on this small ball thing. You need a legitimate big, and they've got to get better 3-point shooters around them. If they're going to run this offense, and I'm assuming D'Antoni's gone, but if he's not, if you're going to run an offense like this, you need better 3-point shooters. You need to go get J.J. Redick. You need to get a guy like that. couple of those would make a huge difference.
But I don't think J.J. Redick wants to play here.
Well, I don't blame him. I think there's a lot
you
of
think
guys
he wants to stand around and wait for James to decide it's his turn to shoot?
But it doesn't have to be him. But it needs to be guys on that level as three-point shooters. If you're going to do this, you're not good enough around those guys. You have to get guys who are much, much better.
Yeah.
And I don't see that happening. I don't know how you don't have the assets. You're going to have to – I mean, I don't know. I mean, who on this team – is Eric Gordon tradable?
No. His contract's too big. Now, everybody's tradable. That's the thing. But if you – here's the thing. What you can expect to get back is real solid young assets. That's not going to happen. You're trading their contracts for other, like, expiring contracts.
Well,
and it's not – I'm here to say it's not the worst idea.
Right.
And the Rockets historically do not like to just tank. They are a team that they will hover around. They'd rather be the first team out of the playoffs than the worst team, you know, in the league. And they may need to look at the Astros blueprint and have two or three years where they just say, "You know what? We're going to suck hind teat, and we're going to be terrible.
And your picks will be lottery protected, so yep. The ones you gave up. But, yeah, under Les Alexander, they never would have done that.
No.
Do you think Tillman looks at it?
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who will do that, but I'm telling you what the smart thing to do is, and it's to start fresh. And I know right now you don't have the assets to start fresh. You may have to eat it for one more year, but after next year, you need to go into next season knowing that this is the end of this group. I mean, unless they somehow pull off a miracle and win a championship, which is almost,
well, I
can tell you now, it's not happening.
No.
But you need to go in knowing that this is the end of the road and everybody's gone after this. And you're going to say, you know what, we're going to get rid of everybody. We're going to get a nickel on the dollar in return, and we're going to suck for a while. But that's all right, because we'll get better eventually.
If it were me... And again, it's not. I would say there is still value for James Harden. You don't think the Knicks would love to have James Harden?
But at what cost? You think they're going to give up R.J. Barrett? I don't.
When was the last time they made the playoffs? I mean, you're going to get to the playoffs with James Harden.
Knicks sell out every single game. And not
matter.
Like a Rockets sell out where there's nobody in the seats. Like, there's actually people who go to their games.
Yeah, but guess what? Add some playoff games onto that now. You're not going to do it right now.
I don't know.
They're desperate to try to get somebody like this because
why?
Because Brooklyn got the guys that they wanted.
Yeah, but they had a guy like that. They had a guy that everybody was excited about. His name was Kristaps Porzingis, and you know what? They were like, well, let's not pay him. Let's move him to Dallas. Like that's what they do. They they're not looking for a superstar there. They don't want to pay a superstar.
That's not true. They went after LeBron. They went after Durant. Nobody wants to go there. They're going to have to trade to get a guy like that. Guess what? Here, we'll ship him right off to you. Congratulations. Go make the playoffs, Knicks.
Well, here's the other.
You don't think James wouldn't want to play in New York?
I don't know.
You want
to know what you could get back?
Well, you're not going to get much back because they don't have anything.
You would inevitably have to take Julius Randle back. That would be one of the pieces you would get, certainly, because he's their highest paid player. $18 million a year. You would get him back. I don't think they're giving up R.J. Barrett, who they've got under control through 23. It wouldn't make sense. He was just a top three pick. Like, his future is brighter than James Harden's.
It is, but my point is, that's the kind of team that would go after a James Harden. Because they go after every big star. You have to have big stars in New York. You get that. And now it doesn't mean you're going to get anything back for him. And yes, I would do it. If they called and said, all right, I'd say, okay, let's put a package together. Give me that 26th pick that you wound up getting when you should have had the first pick or second pick. Seventh, I know. But, and a couple of others. And here you go. Here's your superstar. We'll take this contract back. And then, I would try to move Westbrook, too, and get another draft pick and start from scratch. But that ain't going to happen. I don't see any way. Because there's not going to be two teams out there that want guys like this. I think you can find one. And I'm using the Knicks as an example. Do you think Milwaukee would take a one shot? Let's go for it. I mean, they're talking about going after Chris Paul.
They need a guard.
Yeah. Guess what? You got two of them.
Yeah.
Now, do I think that would work? Absolutely not.
Joel and I were talking about Portland maybe trading McCollum and getting Middleton and then giving, you know, Dame would now have a front court guy. Giannis would now have a back court guy. They seem like a good match. If you were the Knicks or if you're the Rockets, would you take Julius Randle, Joakim Noah, and Dennis Smith Jr.?
No, I'd have to get a pick. I got to get their picks.
Okay, so. You'll get a pick.
I want two picks.
They ain't giving you two picks.
I want two picks.
Okay, then you're stuck with James.
No. But that's the thing. If I don't get...
And here's the other thing. You got to remember who Daryl Morey is. He's not a guy, and he would have to completely change because he is not a guy who values draft picks.
I know, but you asked me. Okay. I'm not Daryl Morey. What I would do, and obviously I didn't go to MIT, so and I don't do all the analytics that Daryl Morey does, but if it were up to me and I could get a package like that, if I don't get what I want, I'm taking one more shot with these two guys and trying to build around them again, but build the team the way I was talking about. And if it doesn't win, okay, then yeah. You're not going to get the return at that point. But I don't think you're going to get much of a return now.
I don't either.
I would try. I would make the effort. And, yes, we're talking like they're already dead because they're already dead.
They're dead.
And by Monday,
we're
going to have like real football games to talk about. We're not going to care. And I did want to ask you, what do you think of Billy Donovan as a coach?
I don't think Billy Donovan's a good coach.
Yeah, probably coach of the year this year.
Yeah, you can have him. Billy Donovan
with the Westbrook connection, makes sense that if you fired D'Antoni.
I've never thought Billy Donovan was a good coach. I thought that Billy Donovan, he recruited well enough had he done that at Kentucky, it wouldn't be unusual, but he recruited well enough at Florida. And I don't know if he cheated or not. I'm not here to say that.
But he recruited
a team of seven NBA players at Florida, and he won back-to-back championships. And that he parlayed that into an NBA job that he's year in, year out, perennially underperformed at. So I don't want him.
They didn't underperform.
No, they didn't
this year.
But are they going to get you? He just got outcoached by Mike D'Antoni, for God's sake.
He was also a contract year for him.
Yeah.
But he's Coach Westbrook.
Is that good? What's Westbrook ever won?
MVP.
Maybe the Rockets should trade Eric Gordon for another washed up former MVP. Trade Eric Gordon for Derrick Rose. Then you've got three MVPs in one backcourt. Who can stop them?
Is there a site that you can bet on where they might be?
I know,
landing?
But I want to, before you do that.
We got one segment left.
No, we got another hour.
Oh, yeah,
dude.
We do have another hour.
We got a whole another hour.
Relax.
Plus the segment. Yeah, five seconds.
How much did you drink over there?
I had a shot.
I don't know how you could say they've underperformed. I mean, he won 55 games, 47, 48, 49, 44 this year. In a short season, I mean, the guy's got a 607 winning percentage.
What's his playoff record look like? Similar to Mike D'Antoni's?
It's not as good as. Well, he got the conference finals one year when they still had all their guys.
So is Mike D'Antoni. Okay. You sound like you're pitching me on Mike D'Antoni. That's what it sounds like.
I know, but and then lost in first round, lost in first round, lost in first round, lost in first round. But
yeah,
the year that he had
guy who stinks in the playoffs historically, coached Russell Westbrook. Got to a conference finals one time. You're saying fire Mike D'Antoni to hire Mike D'Antoni.
Yeah, did you really think they were, once Durant was gone, did you expect them to be anything more than first
No.
round?
No.
So I don't think he underperformed. I just think he performed. How's that?
I'll be honest. I just don't think he's a very good coach. And like the last play against the Rockets where they had three chances to draw up an inbound play and couldn't even get the freaking ball inbounds. Is a pretty good example of how I think Billy Donovan is adult.
Okay.
I'm sure he'll get a job somewhere because that's the way the NBA works. Go to my book.
I bet he'll get a job.
You bet he will. There you go. Sorry, Tyler.
And I'll tell you where he can
Fred's
bet.
He's out of control today.
You're the one that's gone like 8 minutes over every segment.
You should be doing your read right now.
Yeah, I should be. I should have been doing it 3 minutes ago. No, 6 minutes ago. But, guys, you want to get in on the action? There's games going on all weekend. We got colleges. We got NFL. They gave you such a great deal last night where they gave you free money on your $50 bet, Chiefs plus 54. And if you got in on Chiefs minus 9.5. That was easy money. Over, not as easy, but it got there. And, guys, it's all on MyBookie. And they've got all of it for you. Live betting, totals, lines, and whatever you want to do. You want to parlay? They got that. And every sport is there. And it's not just the NFL. And guess what? You win there, they pay you. It's that simple. You bet, you win, they pay. That's what they say because a lot of these sites, getting your money out is a nightmare. It's not with MyBookie. It's easy. They get easy deposits, easy withdrawals. And if you sign up today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. Promo code radio at mybookie.ag. Get in on all the action this weekend. Mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I guess I could squeeze in a quick Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day here, and then we'll get back to sport. That was your cue to play the Zadok. Yeah.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to Richmond Shire in North Yorkshire, England. There's a lot of shires
in England. Yeah, they like to shire.
Yeah. So where an 80-year-old man had gone missing. I guess we'd call that a silver alert here. In the old days, it was just missing elderly. I don't know why we had to change it to silver alert, but we did. So... Harry Harvey, 80 years old, had been reported missing. So his family goes out of their way, man. We're going to go to the public, ask for help in the search. I mean, that's kind of what you do, right? So they call a press conference where they're going to ask people to look for our guy Harry.
Okay.
And right as it was beginning, his family is crying, including his son. He rolls up in a Land Rover with mountain rescue workers.
Okay, how'd this happen?
Speaking to reporters from inside the pub, of course, because it is England. He had been separated from his organized walking group during a heavy hailstorm and had spent three good nights wild camping. Where we got separated was absolutely desolate. There was no chance of putting up a tent, so I had to find somewhere safe. And so
he couldn't pitch a tent?
Well, he's 80 years old, Tyler. Come on.
You ever try to do that at 80?
You probably needed some help doing that. Yeah.
It's hard to get it up at 80.
But he said he only had 21 euros in his pocket. So he basically had to get out of the wilderness and get to the highway. They found him and then drove him back 3 days later, right as the press conference was about to start. So... I guess the funny part is they're about to have a press conference saying, hey, help us find this guy, and here he comes.
There you go.
Yeah, right there at the press conference. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
All right. There's like mixed results. Some people think Billy Donovan's awesome because he won at OKC, and some people agree with you.
He didn't win at OKC.
I guess just gave you his record. He didn't win the playoffs. Let's clarify that. But
look, so we agree that Billy Donovan's a regular season coach.
Well, now I got to go back and look at who they played. Did they play the Warriors in the first round every year? I mean, who knows?
If you do you feel like that's a great coach who's getting you to the eighth seed every year?
Depends on what you got to work with. I mean,
Oklahoma City's never been void of talent. I mean, they've had Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kevin Durant.
Oh, Billy Donovan didn't have those.
No, but I'm just saying.
We're talking about him specifically. Though.
They've never had.
They also chased all those guys off. They traded Harden away when they had a chance to win a title. It's not like they. Yeah, it's not like they were what they were in Seattle.
No,
where those teams they would have kept that team together and tried to win. I mean, they don't want to go over the cap. They don't spend money there. I mean, all those guys were dudes that they've now gave away.
Well, what kind of talent's he going to have here?
Yeah, the same guys he had there. But, you know, at least theoretically, you got an owner who, well, maybe not spend money.
You know what we'll do on the other side of this break, Fred?
What?
We'll take some phone calls. Some people people want to get in on these things, so we'll talk about it.
I
think people want to talk about the Rockets more than the Texans, even. I'm surprised. But
they are the we're here same for it, baby. Damn team. The difference is the Texans have 15 more of those and one playoff game. And the Rockets.
Well, and the Rockets are willing to fire their coach, and the Texans aren't.
Even if somebody asked me if they start
their GM.
If the Texans start 0-3, would they fire O'Brien? No. I don't know what number has to happen for them to fire O'Brien, but they're not bad enough for it to happen.
Whose GM gets fired first, Rockets or Texans?
Rockets. Because O'Brien's not going anywhere.
I could see him being having the GM job taken from him, but still being the coach.
No, because then you're not a flatter organization, AJ.
Well, that's true.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.